was created through him and for him. O sovereign Lord, you have made everything by your great power and your outstretched arm. Lord, nothing is too hard for you. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. He created them. And God formed a man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. And God saw everything that he had made, and it was very good. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild creatures that the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" "You will not certainly die," the serpent said. Now the woman, when she heard this, and when she saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eye, and desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some, and she ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord among the trees of the garden. "But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear." Then the Lord God banished them from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which they had been taken. And just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, in the same way death came to all people because all have sinned. But God is the rock. His works are perfect and all of his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he. But none of us is righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. Together they have become worthless. There is no one who does good. And so the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood. For without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. So you are to offer a male animal without defect. You must bring it to the entrance of the tent of meeting so that it will be acceptable to the Lord. And you are to lay your hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on your behalf to make atonement for you. For the wages of sin is death. So offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Listen, O heavens, pay attention, earth. This is what the Lord says. The children that I have made and raised and cared for have rebelled against me. Even an ox knows its owner, and a donkey recognizes its master's care for it. But Israel does not know its master. My people do not recognize my care for them. They are a sinful nation, loaded down with a burden of guilt. They are evil people, corrupt children who have rejected the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel, and they have turned their backs on him. As for you, you were dead. You were dead in your transgressions. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law, but rather through the law we become conscious of our sin. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? A time is coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. And this is in his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteous Savior. For the virgin will be with child, and she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, God with us. For unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And Mary gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and laid him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And Joseph gave him the name Jesus. For the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, the Son of God, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines into the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us. Not because of righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. For you know that it was not with perishable things like silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you by your forefathers, but it was with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. And God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. For when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He has forgiven us all our sins. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, everyone became sinners, also through the obedience of the one man, everyone will be made righteous. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name given under heaven to mankind by which we must be saved. So turn to him and be saved. For he is God, and there is no other. Turn to the Lord. Put your hope in God, for with him is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life, but whoever does not have the Son does not have life. This is written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, that he is the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.